Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is that time of the week when we join Johnny Rabbit, who takes us back in time in St. Louis. And I believe the year this time is 1968.
You're right. Thank you, Scott. It is right. Today, it's snippets of St. Louis in 1968. That was a year of dramatic lifestyle changes with the rise of the counterculture, psychedelic experimentation, hippies, the new left, anti-war movements, progressive rock music, too. There was a lot going on, and there was a local version of the national Go magazine, not the Go that's in the Post-Dispatch today. That one was edited by Robert Leach. He later hosts the TV series Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Go had an association with a radio station in all major markets, and here it was with Casey when I managed the station. We also promoted local underground papers, such as Pete Rothschild's Daily Flash, that became Xanadu. Our town's prom magazine didn't go for the new youth movement and stayed with their so-called pop theme that their publisher Julian Miller started in 1947. A big reason for prom's popularity was it was designed for high schoolers, and today 17 of those schools from 68 no longer exist. A few are Cleveland, Xavier, City House, August Indian Academy, Central, Mercy, it goes on. Girls in 68 wore frilly blouses, bell bottoms, tie-dye shirts, mini skirts, and shift dresses, all with edgy designs. And girls like Peggy Collins of Incarnate Word, she shopped for them at The Place at Sticks Fair and Fuller. Cindy Wilbur of St. Joe's was fond of Famous Bar's Junior Shop. A very cute, famous cosmetic item was Yardley's Slicker Dolly Bus. It featured 8 Mad Mod Mood Slicker lipsticks. And at Famous, you also got Eagles Dams. In 68, guys still sported Ivy League styles, but also slim-fitting slacks and sport jackets with bold colors, loose-fitting shirts, leather vests. Guys such as Kurt Weisenfels often shopped the Boyd's Quad Shop. That was the home of threads, or thread needles to be official. The discount stores attracting shoppers included the new in 68 Venture Stores, based in O'Fallon, Missouri. Grandpa Pigeons was headquartered in Bridgeton. Going to the movies downtown in 68, still big with the Ambassador, Lowe's State, and Stadium 1 and 2. Plus, there was live entertainment at the Goldenrod Showboat and on stage at the Sir John Falstaff Theater in the Spanish Pavilion, but not for long. Getting a bite to eat downtown in 68 was easy with Teutenberg's, the Forum Cafeteria, St. Louis Room of Famous, where they had that famous French onion soup. There were the Orient restaurants, Trader Vic's, Miss Hulling's, 3 locations. Down on the river, the River Queen, it was gone in 68 because it sank in late 67. And the Lieutenant Robert E. Lee wouldn't come around until 1970. Some of our town's companies were 7-Up, then advertised as the Un-Cola. There was Ozark Airlines, Falstaff Brewing Corporation, the Cry Meat Company, Peavey Dairy, and so many more. The one-year-old St. Louis Blues played at the arena. There was nightlife on the DeBolivar Strip, and even more on Gaslight Square. The Admiral was cruising the river with Johnny Poulsen's band, and if you needed help with your Lindy Hop or Imperial, there was Ray Quinlan's dance studio. And we still missed Forest Park Highlands, but there was the Chain of Rocks Fun Fair Park overlooking the Mississippi. On KSD-TV, Cleveland High grad Russ Carter hosted the St. Louis Hop. Magician Ernie Heldman had the Parade of Magic. Plus, Channel 5 also had singer Marty Bronson. They had a kids show led by Corky the Clown. There was Charlotte Peters with Fox Theater organist Stan Kamm. Channel 4, KMOX-TV, had programs like Union Electric Scholar Quiz with Dean Richard Keefe. Jim Boland did the weather, and Cookie and the Captain were on, too. In 68, when vinyl was the best way to hear music, there were record shops such as Gary Skatoff's Melody House downtown at the East Side Bus Turnaround, Roy Gleason's Webster Records in Webster Groves, Southwestern Bell at that big building at 1010 Pine. The Missouri Pacific Railroad was at 13th and Olive. That's where KMOX is located today. In 68, KMOX had moved from Hampton Avenue to the Gateway Tower at 1 Memorial Drive. The Arthur Theater chain, they had the Fox, Shady Oak, Ellisville, St. Anne's Cinema, and more. Warrenburg Theaters had places such as the Crown, the North Drive-In, the Varsity. Jerry Butler was a new DJ at KXOK in 68, and the station was still at Radio Park by Parkmore across from McBride High. WIL was a 24-hour news station in the Centennial Building at 12th and Olive, the old post-dispatch building that dated to 1917. In 1968, Steve Mizzarani and the Decent Boys were selling appliances. Uncle Leonard was advertising Muntz TVs, and the world champion Cardinals were in their third year in Bush Memorial Stadium. In Clayton in 68, the Colony Hotel and the Clayton Inn were going great, as were the Top of the 230 and Top of the 7's restaurants. Other Clayton dining spots included the Mainlander, the Branding Iron, and Port St. Louis. For night owls, we had the Tech Room at the Chase Park Plaza, the Rex Cafe on Olive at Taylor, and the O.T. Hodge Chili Parlor downtown at 814 Pine. Billy's Boutique and the Magic Theater Head Shop were in the U City Loop, and three of the in places for teens were the Castaway Club in Ferguson, where Michael McDonald, yep, that's him, he ran the Psychedelic Light Show. The Rainy Days Club in Chesterfield was going big, so was George Eadie's Club Imperial in West Florissant. Next week, we're going to stop off in the 50s, and at 10:30, Tuesday, August 26th, for just a week from Tuesday, for Oasis, I'll be at the Clayton Rec Center. We'll have a program about food and restaurants in St. Louis history. You might even win a Ted Drews, Johnny Rabbit, Mini Concrete. Now, to prove that facts are often stranger than fiction, we present commentary and curiosities from the collection of Scott Jagow. He's right here, right now, to put us right in the know. Okay, let's listen to Scott.
All right, thanks, Johnny. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.